Okay, now I hit the red button again, and I see that it's now working.
So test.
Today is January 25th, 2016. We are at Diamond Creek, River Mile 226 on the Colorado River, and Winslow Burleson has just arrived from a 21-day river trip solo with an inflatable kayak. And I dropped him off at Lee's Ferry. My name is Tom Martin. Winslow, can you please spell your name for me?
WinslowBurleson.
Thank you. So we're going to drive up the Diamond Creek Road, and we're going to chat as we go. Seatbelts. Here we go.
The ranger on the first day informed me there was technically 22 days. Because the 4th to the 25th. I don't understand. They count the 4th and 25th as the days of the trip.
Okay.
So I thought it was 21 days, but it's 22 days.
I see. So probably 21 nights, maybe?
Yeah.
Anyway.
It was interesting having to calculate how far I should be on a given time, given starting on the 4th. So you're like, oh, okay, it's the 5th.
So let's...
Minus 3.
Let's back up a little bit. And I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions about where you were born, what your parents did,
sure.
How you grew up, how you came out west, how you got interested in Grand Canyon,
mm-hmm.
in a nutshell. So let's kind of start with that. What year were you born?
Born in 1971 on October 5th in Durham, North Carolina.
North Carolina. What were your folks doing in North Carolina?
My father was a professor at UNC in population anthropology education, and my mom was a grad student in international relations.
Okay. And so did you grow up then in Carolina?
We lived there 3 years, and then we moved to Paris, France, and my dad worked for UNESCO there, and my sister was born, and mom took care of me and my sister, and we were in Paris for 3 years and moved back to Maryland, my mom's sister and I, and then 3 years later, when I was nine, we all moved to Connecticut, and my dad worked for UNICEF and UNESCO from 81 until he retired.
So is Connecticut sort of where you had your formative outdoor experience years?
Sure, yeah. From 10 on, I was in Connecticut and went to some boarding schools and participated in scouting and became an Eagle Scout and things like that.
What did you do your Eagle Scout project in?
Well, my dad worked for UNESCO, and we had a chance to go to Nepal, and I was offered drugs a number of times, and we learned that there wasn't any drug education in Nepal, and I did a project on drug education in Nepal with the UN Say Yes to Life, No to Drugs campaign.
Fun. So, was it in Connecticut or in Nepal? Where did you sort of become in love with wildlands?
Well, my mom was a big camper. We always camped, I think, even in North Carolina in second grade and third grade when I came back from Paris. There was summer camp, 2 week overnight camp where we go camping out on that kind of trips, hikes, trips. And then mom always took us camping. We go for weekends or 3, 4, 5 days. A lot in Acadia once we got to Connecticut up in Maine. And I think some of the more significant trips were then the scouting trip to the Philmont Ranch in New Mexico. They have a big ranch out there with a couple hundred or thousand acres of area and thousands of campers. So that was probably the first long-term and sort of more using dehydrated foods and longer treks per day. Getting into the longest trip was a 20-mile hike or 18-mile hike over Mount Baldy. And so that was maybe 15 or so? And then I went to a boarding school, Thatcher, in Southern California. And they had extra day trips they had a horse program, and the extra day trips were a week in the fall and a week in the spring, in which they went to places in the High Sierra, Mount Langley, and winter camping, and some significant. So at the end of my senior year, I led a four-person trip with no faculty to the Tuolumne Meadow peaks, and I forget the name of the peak, but there was one of the peaks up in that area. We climbed up and did some telemarking and winter camping and skiing, and had a nice guy from Norway help us learn how to ski on the trip.
This was your exchange senior, senior year in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep. So let's stop there for a minute. I'm going to put this thing on pause.
You can eat that sandwich.
All right.
Oh, it's not going to happen. All right. So that thing looks like it's still going. It says 603, 604. I'm going to hit mark 2, so it's marking. It's not pausing. All right, so that's not what we want to do. So I'm actually going to stop this, and we will start it again.
Okay.